I would like to welcome all of you affectionately for this Euroleague Qatar. It's a Qatar which I have not given before.
It is, I believe, well prepared, as good as I can prepare. It is a very special Qatar in that we are wanting to prepare ourselves for Sri Krishna's divine appearance tomorrow. You can approach Jamashtami, the celebration we are going to have tomorrow, in a million, in many ways. I would like to single out two. You can see it as a historical event. Krishna has appeared a little bit more than 5,000 years ago in Mathura and Vrindavan, and he came, and now the Hindus are celebrating together with the Hare Krishna devotees his divine appearance. That's one way of celebrating Jamashtami. A second way is a more personal way, and that is that the appearance of the Lord in the purified heart of the devotee is something which is or should be a very personal and intimate realization which each devotee can have even today. The second way of celebrating Jamashtami, which means celebrating really the Lord's appearance in our own heart, would be described in Western language as a mystical way, and in the traditions in which we follow, it would be the bhakti way of celebrating Jamashtami. Now, before the Lord appears in the heart of any individual, that individual devotee should make some preparations. He should make space in the heart for the Lord to appear. And this creating a space is done in various ways, and one is hearing this Qatar. Now I hear some babies in the background, and I want to always stress that they are most welcome. I have good news for all the babies and the parents with babies. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock there will be a children lecture in Nandagram. That's a little part of our project. This is a lecture which is totally reserved for children and babies. No grown-ups are allowed to come there. Now, for this lecture, it is that we request the parents with small children to go to the children areas where they can well entertain the little ones, so that, because for this we need an almost meditative space. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hare, Sachinandana Gaura
hari joy sachinandana gaura hari gaura hari gaura hari gaura hari gaura hari Joyo Sachinandana Gaura Hare Joyo Sachinandana Gaura Hare Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Aura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo My dear devotees, when I first joined the temple commander requested me to cleanse the temple room as a daily function, and I rebelled. Until one day, as I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, something struck me. Prabhupada had just said that cleansing the temple of Krishna means to cleanse the heart. At that time, I accepted it, like all the things I accepted on faith. But much later, I heard that even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, instructed all his devotees, without exception, to cleanse the temple. And as we will hear, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will teach us how to cleanse our inner heart. And second, how the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes into the cleansed heart. We will hear mainly on the basis of Chaitanya Charitamrita, a mystery in bhakti, and that is that the Lord appears in the heart of the devotee who has made an effort to cleanse it in a gross way and in a subtle way. It was during the Ratha Yatra festival, Vasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited the scholar of the court, the royal court of Katak, Savabhuma Bhattacharya, and then the high priest of the temple, Kashi Mishra, and the Padicha, that means like a temple commander, to come to him. And he said to them, "You know who I am. Tomorrow I wish to personally clean the Gundicha temple so that Lord Jagannath can come on the altar."
Now this was something totally new to the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Pandit. He knew all the ceremonies which were to be done in relationship to Jagannath. They were listed in the ancient Skanda Purana, but there was no mention of cleansing the Gundicha temple, a temple which was 3 kilometers away from the Sri Mandir. But in good faith, like I was in good faith accepting Prabhupada's words, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Let this be done." Immediately Kashi Mishra and the superintendent of the temple said, "My lord, for this you need many brooms, because the Gundicha temple is full of dust and straw. For 1 year he was not used. And you may need water pots for a second cleansing." So all this was arranged in the night. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created the next morning a ceremony or ritual which he personally guided all his devotees in. Listen very carefully, because the principles of the sacred cleansing of the Gundicha temple are still very valid for our Krishna conscious path at this present moment. First of all, in the next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees, there were hundreds, and gave them a jaru into their hands. A jaru is a little broom, a little bit like this, big. And in order to use it, you best put your left hand in your, what is it, in your lumbatic area of the spine. That is somehow good for the kidneys, because you will bow down very low to use your jaru to sweep the temple and the area around the temple. In Vrindavan Dham, jaru seva is one of the most respected services you can do. And one of my best friends, Madan Mohan Brijbasi, did the service every day, even when he was more than 85 years old. He climbed up the many stairs to the Man Mandir, and he swept the stairs with a jaru, and he sang a song. Can I tell you the meaning of the song? He sang, "O Radha, O Krishna, I sweep before your temple. If you want, you will let the door to your temple a little bit open. And if you want, while I sweep, I will peek through that crack in the door, and I will see the lotus feet of my beloved Radha next to Krishna. I don't want to come into the temple because I'm not qualified. I will just be satisfied by sweeping the area before the temple." This was Madan Mohan Brijbasi's daily practice and song, until one morning the devotee found him. He had fallen next to the stairs, next to Man Mandir, on the ground, and he had given up his life while doing jaru seva for the beloved Radha and Krishna. There are many songs about jaru seva And if you want to make advancement, I recommend you take a jaru, a very humble broom in your hand, and then bow down, mister, bow down, sister, as you sweep the dust before the temple of the Lord. Do it when no one sees you, so that you will not be prideful of doing something special. So there were hundreds of devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They held jarus in their hands and they blissfully, the word is jubilantly, cleansed the temple. My God, my hand is still in the jaru position. Maybe it should stay there. They cleansed the temple of Gundicha. And all the time they chanted the holy names. The Lord was seen amongst them, his tall golden body bending down. He was the most happy and he cleansed the temple while calling out, Krishna, Vanamali, Mukunda. Yes, no, Krishna,
Krishna,
Vanamali,
Vanamali,
Mukunda.
Mukunda.
And other names. And he swept like anything. After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we will now make a test. All the devotees were coming next to the Lord. And he said, I want to see how well you have cleansed. Show me the pile of dirt which you got out. So everyone went, took the dirt they had taken and presented it. And do you know a secret? The dirt pile, Shri dirt pile, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was bigger than all the other piles from the devotees put together. It must have been like a Himalaya size of a dirt which Mahaprabhu cleansed. He wanted to make the point, don't take this lightly. Do a good job of cleaning, not a light job of cleaning. And then in his indirect way, the Lord praised those who had done a small job. He had said, oh, you did very, very well. I think you should instruct all the other devotees how to cleanse. The devotees who were praised like this became ashamed when they looked at the pile of dirt of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And they thought, next time we will do better. Mahaprabhu said, I shall assess everyone's collection of dirt. And those who have collected less will have to pay a fine in sweet cakes and feed all the hungry devotees afterwards. And when Mahaprabhu said it, his face was very bright because he thought of something. Entry into bhakti and bhakti achievements are not measured by how scholarly you are. The amount of your bhakti is not measured how good a singer you are. There is no quantitative measurement of bhakti. Even the most fallen, the one who did atrocious things, who is very poor in his intelligence, can be a good bhakta if he is willing to say goodbye to the inner contaminations like pridefulness, intolerance of others, and the desire to get respect. Even if he was a fallen skinhead or punk, if he is willing to say goodbye to his prideful activities, to his intolerance of others, and his desire for fame, he is most probably a bigger dirt collector than the one who was born in a sattvic family and who is learned and intelligent. This is called the minus measurement of bhakti. After all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were cleansed, the temple looked as fresh as the fully purified mind of a devotee. When you see a devotee who is pure inside, have you seen that there is a freshness in his eyes, a purity which is all attractive and which makes him stand out because his mind has become pacified? But even this state can still be purified a second time. A second cleansing is a very necessary. I will read to you from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about the second cleansing. But first of all, let us sing a little to cleanse our heart, maybe for the first cleansing. Then we will go to the second cleansing, which is a little bit more intense. The first cleansing is when you become free from meat eating, which means violence towards others. When you agree to live a life where your spiritual development is more important and you do say goodbye to sense gratification and embrace some austerity for your spiritual advancement. The second cleansing means also when you become truthful and stop lying. Now this is the first cleansing. The gross things have to go. For that we have four regulations. But a second cleansing is necessary. It should not be overlooked.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Namo Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Everybody, please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare.
My dear devotees, I know a very nice God brother of mine. His Holiness Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj. When he was a student of academia, he was on a world tour and came to the Heidelberg Temple. It was at a time when many of you were not yet born. And he met me. And he said, my head was red like a tomato. I was sweating. But I was full of bliss and said to him, I have discovered a mystery. Cleansing the temple of the Lord. And he said, can you show me? And I said, come with me. And I gave him a bucket full of water and a foidel. That's a cloth. And then he followed me in sweeping and in cleansing the temple. He said at that time he thought of the book The Zen of Repairing a Motorcycle. And it's a book brought out in the Buddhistic tradition where the author says you can be in Satori, in Samadhi, even when you repair a motorcycle if you are mindful in doing it. And he thought, okay, let me do the Zen of cleansing a temple. But after that cleansing of the temple, he decided to become a devotee. And he thinks it is because of this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cleansing the temple of the heart must be done in two ways. First, the dust and the sand, the gross things are taken out. But then a second cleansing, which is much more subtle, must take place. And this second cleansing comes when the refreshing waters of Krishna Katha enter our ears. It comes mainly when we hear about Krishna by hearing his wonderful pastimes, as we will do tomorrow, and by hearing the holy name. After the temple was one time cleansed, Mahaprabhu said, "Now we will wash the temple with water." There is a lake called the Indradumna Lake where the devotees went with clay pots and they took some water in the clay pots out of the lake, and then they built a chain and they handed the clay pots from one person to another. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes this water chain. He says, many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another because there were so many devotees. And hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms of the temple. But everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
And another delivered a pot while chanting, Krishna, Krishna! Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. I think we will become the Hare Krishna movement when we come to this level. There's so much talk, especially internet talk. Maybe we should chant a little bit more. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna, in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. So this is a little bit the Gundicha pastime. The water which came, which was washing the ceilings, was really like a river. Mahaprabhu was seen kneeling on the altar, and as he was wiping the altar, and another devotee was pouring water, it was seen that the Lord cried in ecstatic love, and sometimes his tears washed the altar. He was so emotionally charged up that he infected all the devotees in the cleansing process, and they became ecstatic and threw the water by chanting Krishna, Krishna, Mukunda, Vanamali. And it said rivers of water came out of this temple and flushed the city of Puri because the temple was cleansed the second time. This second cleaning means to wash the heart free from the subtle contamination, which are described as six. It is a desire for sense gratification, a desire for diplomacy, to cheat others and yourself. It's a violence and intolerance towards others, and it is gain seeking. Whatever you want, whatever you do, a gain seeker thinks what's in it for me. Prabhupada comments on this. On the second cleansing, he says, if a devotee at all wants to cleanse his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of Lord Sri Krishna. He says this is a simple process, and he says Krishna is there in the heart, and when he hears that someone becomes eager to hear about him and chant his glories, then Krishna himself, like Gauranga Mahaprabhu, takes up the work and purifies the heart. Prabhupada says, Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna, Prabhupada says, wants to continue living within the heart. And the Lord wants to give directions, but one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. Have you heard this, my dear devotees? I almost feel like I have the frohe Botschaft for you, the Evangelium of Krishna consciousness. It's this: Krishna wants to continue living in your heart. You may think, in my heart? Krishna wants to live there? I can't imagine. No, no. He wants to live in your heart. And the Lord wants to help you. But one has to keep his heart clean. Prabhupada says, we cannot perceive the Lord's presence in our hearts unless our hearts are cleansed. And he says, devotional service, bhakti, means attaining peace from all disturbances caused by material contamination. Ah, my dear devotees, do you want peace? I think, yes, yes. What gives us so much restlessness? It's the disturbances caused by our own material contaminations. In other words, it is the process, bhakti is the process by which the mind is cooled. You have hot minds, let it become cool. The mind can be peaceful and thoroughly cleansed when one no longer desires anything but bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trained the devotees by his personal example. The Lord was very pleased with those who could cleanse the temple by taking out undesirable things. And then in the end, once the heart is cleansed, my dear devotees, we should invite Lord Sri Krishna to sit down, and we should observe the festival by distributing prasad and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's a personal thing. The personal thing is that Lord Krishna can appear in our heart. It's not just Jamashtami, the so-and-so field, the so-and-so field. I always forget dates and I don't know where we are. You should go home. This is my request to you. From the Jamashtami festival, where you have a throne, intact throne, where Krishna, you carry Krishna or Madan Mohan in your heart back to where you go. In ending, I will tell you how pleased Lord Chaitanya was. You must know that Lord Chaitanya had one special request to his devotees. He said, never allow anyone to drink the water which has washed my lotus feet. There are only two devotees in all of the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism who drank the foot wash of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And both these devotees were devotees who had cleansed their heart. One was a Bengali Vaishnav. He was there when the Lord sat on the altar and cried, Shri Krishna Mukunda Vanamali.
Shri Krishna Mukunda Vanamali.
He saw how the water was splashed over the ceiling and dripped down and came to the altar and washed the altar clean and went in little rivers outside. So he took his little Vaishnav lota, and when no one was looking, he went to where Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet were, sticking off the temple. He took his little Bengali lota and poured it over the lotus feet, and then captured it with another lota, and then immediately drank it. Three times, until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had noticed this, of course, said, Swarup Damodar, this guy is too, this, your Bengali Vaishnav is too much. He steals what is no one else's claim, what no one else can get. By force, he's stealing all the wealth of my Krishna Prema from me. Forbid him. And so Swarup Damodar played along. He grabbed the Bengali Vaishnav lovingly by the neck and just brought him out of the temple. And the Vaishnava was just blissfully rolling on the floor. And then he came back and said, Mahaprabhu, forgive that Bengali Vaishnav. He did what every one of us wanted to do. But he was just a little bit more fortunate, we guess. So Mahaprabhu outwardly was very stern, but inwardly he was very pleased. Because if he would not have given that Vaishnava the power to approach him, if he wouldn't have given him two lotas, the Vaishnava would not have been able to take that blessing. So, my dear devotees, I wish you all the best for these two types of cleansing. I think all of, or most of you, are not eating meat any longer by abstaining from violence. Some of us in the room don't even drink cow milk because they feel they don't want to hurt mother cow by taking the cow milk. That is their choice, their religious choice. I think most of you tell the truth always, and you are free from these obsessions with selfish material sense gratification, hurtful sense gratification. Now it is good for us to do the second cleaning by chanting the holy names and by hearing about Krishna and inviting him on the altar of our hearts. Please take this Jamashtami celebration in a personal way. You have gone all this way. You have come from so many parts of Germany. Some of you have come from England and Baltic Sea countries, so on. You all deserve to go home with a wonderful gift that is Lord Krishna's presence on the purified altar of your heart. Radha Madan Mohan want to sit in your heart. It's not that the Lord is gleichgültig, indifferent. He wants more than we can want, that He is there in our heart. And tomorrow comes our good opportunity. We will now greet the Lord with an Adivas ceremony. Adivas means pleasing the Lord with auspicious offerings. Usually this is done in the night preceding the festival, Gopunim, Jamashtami and so on. And we have well-trained priests who are educated in all the Vedic scriptures, whose hearts are purified with devotional austerities, who shine with Krishna's presence in their heart. Yes. No, we can see. Our priest is shining. And they will represent us by offering very auspicious articles to the Lord. There will be. Do you want to know what they offer? Yes. Why? What can I do? I always want you to go just one level deeper than you are already. We will offer earth from the Ganga. We will offer sandalwood paste. We will offer stone. We will offer rice paddy and dova grass, flowers, fruits, yogurt, ghee, and silver swastikas. We will offer kumkum, a conch shell, kajal, rochana, white mustard seed, and lots of gold and silver and copper. So we want to greet him. Then we will offer a first-class ghee lamp, a mirror, fragrant oil, and so many other things. But before we do this, we will sing a song. The song sheets are available. Maybe we can...
Please.
The song says, "My Lord, we have collected and arranged all kinds of articles, and we have invited everyone to mercifully come and attend the program." Then the song says, "You are all Vaishnav devotees of the Lord. And therefore, I humbly pray to you, please complete the ceremony by your merciful glance." I know it's now very exciting. Pieces of paper are circulating. That's a good reason to talk. Please listen. You are all Vaishnav devotees. And the author, Vrindavan Das, says, "Please complete this ceremony. We have all gold and silver and everything, tulasi and effulgent priests and so on. Everything is there. But you need to now look mercifully." Once again, thank you. "Thus humbly praying, and receiving all the great stalwart devotees. So many great devotees have come to join the Adivas inaugural ceremony of the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Only by immense good fortune one gets the association of such an assembly of Vaishnavas. And therefore tomorrow we will have a great festival. In this festival you will all relish the sweet pastimes of Sri Krishna. And all your desires will be fulfilled, my dear devotees. In this way, Vrindavan Das humbly glorifies the moon-like Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his devotees. My dear devotees, please bless this ceremony with your merciful glance. And please become aware that today so many great devotees have arrived. Maybe Brahma is here, maybe Shiva, but for sure many German stalwart devotees with graying hair but enthusiastic hearts have come to bless all of us. And tomorrow, after offering the Lord this ceremony, tomorrow all your desires will be fulfilled. So I have to sit down. Is there a microphone for the harmonium? Or no, I... The last line of each verse, this Kripa Kori, needs to be sung twice always. Sing. Kripa Kori Karo Agama. A second time.
Kripa Kori Karo Agama. Somara Vaishnava Ganama. Morei Nivedana. Tomara Vaishnava Gana Omore Nevanam Tomara Vaishnava Gana Morai Nevedana. kari kara samapa drishti kari kara samana.
Everybody please.
Drishti kari kara samapa. Kari ato di vedana anila mohanta gana kari ato di vedana anila mohanta gana kari ato vedana anila mohanta gana karato nivedana anila mohanta gana gita nera kare divasa Gityana era kore arivasa Gityana era kore arivasa Gityana era kore arivasa Onika bhakyare pale paiva silamile aneka bhakyara pale vaishnava silamile aneka bhakyara pale vaishnava silamile Aneka bhakyara pale Vaishnava siyamile Gali habe mahat sabavila Gali habe mahat sabavila
Hai bo!
Kali habe mahatsa vilasa Kali habe mahatsa vilasa Sisi Krishna dolli logna Karibena asvadana Sri Krishna Rali Lagana Ribena Ashwadana Krishna Rali Lagana Buri Veda Bara Vila Buri Veda Bara Vila Buri Veda Bara Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Kala Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra
Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Kala Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vrinda Gaya Vrindavana Dasa Nana Dravya Yojana Rikare Nimantana Nana Dravya Ayojana Gari kore nimantana Ogita kori karo agama Ogita kori karo Kriba kari kara Omara omara vaishnava gana Nalaya nivedana Omara vaishnava gana Tomara Vaishnava Gana Morai Nivedanana Priti Kajare Kara Samapana Kare karo samapana Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Radha Madan Mohan Radha Mohan Radha Sri Radhe Krishna Jaya Sri Krishna Krishna Jaya Sri Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Radhe Hare Radhe 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 Sri Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Krishna 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 Raya Sri Krishna Krishna Raya Krishna Krishna Hey
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna
Hare Rama. A little louder, please. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. Oh, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Shri Krishna Jamashtami ki, Shri Krishna Jamashtami Mahotsava ki, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Shyam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, please become again peaceful. We invite you to join the kirtan, but if you need to meet your friends, please also do this. Somehow Krishna has given us very good weather, so it is very easily possible to meet the friends outside the temple room. Please all chant
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Na Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.